Colonial Williamsburg preserves our nation's colonial heritage. To go there is to be surrounded by greenery, pewter, history, scented candles, and these days, toilet tissue. The inside walls of the Benjamin Powell House Smokehouse are now enrobed with a poultice made from 700 rolls of toilet paper, trying to leach salt out of the damaged brick walls of the building. Tom Taylor is the chief architectural conservator for the Colonial Williamsburg Foundation. Mr. Taylor, thanks for being with us.
My pleasure.
What's the toilet paper do, sir?
The toilet paper, it becomes a sacrificial coat. It allows us to draw the salts out of the brickwork where it's causing considerable damage.
Yeah.
Then we take the poultice down and renew it with another poultice. At this point, we've had six separate layers, applications of poultice on the wall. You know, it's 700 rolls per application. So we're talking about a lot of toilet paper.
Isn't clay the traditional provender?
Yes, it is. Clays are traditionally used to help pull out salts from the building. In this case, we chose not to go with the clay because clays bind themselves to the brick, and the clay being white, the brick being red, gives us an unpleasant appearance to the surface. And to get the clay off, you would need to use a brush to get the clay off, and that abrades the surface. That's something we don't want to do. We've chose paper pulp because it does not bond physically to the brick. Therefore, when it dries, it pops right off the wall.
Mr. Taylor, if you don't mind telling us, who was the man or woman who first looked up and said, "Hey, Chief, I got an idea. Toilet paper."
Well, it was a combination. After many tests of various materials, I determined that paper pulp was the product of choice for this particular conservation treatment. We hired an engineer to help with all of the testing and analytical side of the project. And it was he and his firm came up with the idea of using toilet paper rather than paper pulp, which was very hard for them to find. So they, in their lab, they tried various paper products.
So newspaper,
yes.
I'm guessing paper towel from, like, from a kitchen?
That's right.
Now, why did toilet tissue score better than paper towels? Do you have any idea?
I think that it mixed better with water.
And the whole thing about paper towels is they boast how indestructible they are, but you wanted something destructible.
Yes.
I do have one last question. Do you mind telling us what brand?
Actually, I don't know. The boxes come without a label on it.
Is it quilted or...
No, it's not quilted.
Scented?
No, it's not scented.
Well, Mr. Taylor, thanks very much for speaking with us.
Sure.
Thomas Taylor is the Chief Architectural Conservator for Colonial Williamsburg.